Well, what we've got planned is to do our best to present a real-time festival in virtual space. We've incorporated a lot of the entertainment that we would have had on stage at the plaza. And the online format gives us the opportunity to address issues that would not otherwise be paid attention to in a plaza with 3,000 people. So it's all being put together as we speak. But we're hoping to produce a more diverse festival than in the past. And we're hoping that we will have the ability to subtitle it so that it is completely accessible to everybody.
And you know what I love about this is that if you've never gone to the Pride Parade or been involved in the event before, this is an opportunity for more people to get involved in this whole thing.
Absolutely. You don't even have to leave your own home.
Yeah.
That's been the way these days, right?
Well, yeah. You know, we had to make this decision about 3 months ago, and we had no clue whether we were going to go forward with a festival or not. And luckily enough for us, we were put in contact with Track Stars, who have 44 years in producing TV events and digital productions. So we hired them to put it all together for us.
So this is going to be a pretty slick operation, too. I mean, you're not just going to see you with your little webcam. I mean, we're going to have some real entertainment and something fun to watch.
Absolutely, as though you were standing in the plaza.
I'm fairly new here, so I've never been able to take part physically. So virtually will be my first introduction to this. So that's really interesting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I think virtually is going to be the first introduction for many people to the LGBTQ community, because it's in a non-threatening environment, and it also, we have paid respect to the all-ages aspect of this, because you can't determine who watches something online. So,
for sure.
Yeah, so it is an all-ages event.
Well, and I think that's great. I mean, I have two kids. My kids are 8 and 10, and I think that inclusiveness and the stuff that Pride is all about is a great opportunity to introduce them to that sort of thing if they've never been exposed before.
Right, and we also have incorporated Drag Queen Story Time. We have some youth who are doing spoken word. We have some seniors that have been a group for many, many years preserving seniors' history over the last 40 years. And, you know, along with the usual pomp and ceremony of the political statements at the beginning, I think we've actually produced a pretty entertaining cross-section of the community for people to watch.
So what do you think, Martin? Do you think if this is highly successful, is it something that you plan on maybe doing again?
Who knows?
Yeah, if it's good and you get more people, then why not do both next year?
Well, yeah, we were talking about live streaming at the festival site last year. But I know from producing it in real time, there's a lot of prep work, but you will usually only spend one day panic.
For those that are looking to experience this for the very first time, how do they go about doing that? Where can they find you?
It's going to be live streamed on the Surrey Pride Facebook page. And if they go to the Surrey Pride Facebook page and like it, then you will have updates as to how we are proceeding and when it's going to be released. I don't believe that the link is up yet, because the thing has not been finalized in its final edit. But yes, June 27th, 3 p.m., live streamed from the Surrey Pride Facebook page.
When awesome. You say it like that, it just sounds exciting, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Live
I know. I'm
streaming.
Like, oh, panicking.
There.
Put it in my calendar now.
Love it.